This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Hey, Bach.
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by a friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show, and we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom.
You want to go to the letters?
Yeah, let's get to the letters because there's not a lot this week. It's like normally there's like a lot,
a little bit less. Yeah.
A little bit less this week. So, well, plus two, there's not. You can tell like when you know there's not a lot of viral news like the past couple weeks on Twitter. You know, it's like kind of, I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of controversy. First one's from Mike Durbin. Here we go, right off the bat. Mike Durbin, get the kazoo ready.
Okay,
Mike Durbin. Yeah.
Wasn't he suspended last week, Joe?
No.
For calling me Yeoman Ashinoff? Yes, he was.
It's 2 weeks.
Why did you let him back in?
Oh, it was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, wait, Mike Durbin.
Wait, hang on a minute. I'm going to look that up because I have all the emails here. Let me look this up. Because what we'll do is because we already opened the email. I'm going to read the email.
Joe let him through. We'll ban Joe for a week.
How long ago was it, Joe?
I forwarded the email on Tuesday, May 22nd. So it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. So
May 23rd, rather.
But we'll ban him again after this. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi,
I'm surprised that I was right that it was 2 weeks. So
the subject is
pleasant surprise.
NWA financial situation. Hi, Conan and Disco and Joe. In a recent interview with the Toronto Sun, NWA owner Billy Corgan said, quote, I've resisted taking any outside money, so it's 100% self-funded. So that way, if I do find the right partner, I don't have to bring somebody else along and convince them that it's a good idea, Billy Corgan said. And then secondarily, I resisted taking C-level deals just to sort of puff my chest and say, see, I'm with Bob's Barbecue Network. You know what I mean? Conan and Glenn, if you were Billy Corgan, would you continue on the path he's on, or would you partner up with a larger parent company like Impact does with Anthem to get more cash flow to grow the company? Also, I saw your great good friend Irish Pat Kenny this weekend at the Crockett Cup. You should have on K100 to discuss the NWA and tell some old stories. Thanks, Mike Durbin on Twitter to see lots of photos from the NWA Crockett Cup.
First of all, Mike, we don't take requests. And you should know
But you said on Twitter, or Pat Kenny said, I tweeted at Pat Kenny that since Pat Kenny did not condemn the cheating Yankee, who was the guy, the guy that got the 10-game suspension for the Herman, yes.
Yeah.
Since Pat Kenny did not condemn...
He's already pitching again.
Well, that's the saying. I said on Twitter that Pat Kenny should condemn the cheating, condemn his actions, or else Billy Corgan should just fire him, okay?
Right.
And Pat Kenny tweeted gamesmanship, meaning he supported the cheating Yankee,
right?
Okay? And then Pat Kenny tweeted... He has a standing – this is what he said, okay, and I want to throw it to you. He has a standing offer to come on Keep It 100 per you, per Conan.
Wow.
Right, but okay? That was before he wouldn't condemn the Yankees. So
okay, so he's – right.
He's not invited on the show until he condemns –
Wait. Can we invite him on the show to publicly condemn the cheating Yankee?
We could do that.
He should. It's only fair.
Yeah, we should. So let's try to get Pat Kenny on to condemn the cheating Yankees.
Well, he's Irish. You know, that's Pat like Kenny. Asking him to Irish condemn Kenny. Notre Dame. You know, it's not going to happen.
Well, it might. I mean, if he wants to be on the show, you know, we're bringing him on the show to condemn the cheating Yankee. And they cheated. The Yankee cheated and got suspended.
He
can't even condemn. He can't even condemn the actions. He likes his gamesmanship.
Well, he's used to it, bro.
Yeah.
I was just looking at it. How's he already back from suspension? If he was suspended 10 games, it looks like he was only suspended for like a week.
No, it was 10 games. It was 10 games.
Really?
Well, that's the thing about pitchers. They're lucky because they only pitch once every 5 games. You have 5 games suspension. You miss one. They should suspend it for 10 starts.
I missed what I was thinking. I was like, oh, how did he – if he got suspended for 10 starts, but that's not what it was.
Yeah, it's a really weird way that pitchers and regular players are not under the same suspension thing.
I almost feel that's done on purpose, Glenn.
Yeah, right. So should
about Corgan? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, why is Billy doing this? He's not doing this to make money.
He loves it.
He just loves wrestling. He has his own little fetish.
Yeah, but as much as
I don't want to call it a fetish, but it's like it is kind of a fetish for him. He's got
niche,
right? Right. Yeah.
Here's the thing, bro. As much as I love something, if I can monetize it, I will. So I would partner up with somebody, you know, that can help me grow, and then maybe I can go to Hulu or Amazon or Google or whoever will have me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm not saying that they wouldn't pick them up as is right now, but it always helps to have some cash flow behind you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If MLW was with a bigger company, you know what I'm saying? They'd be making more money.
Right. Next is from Anthony Hunt, the subject of Statlander. Well, then again, I'm going to throw this out there too.
Yep.
The guy's worth a fortune, right? And it's the same thing with Tony Khan. It's worth a fortune. These wrestling things to them are kind of like hobbies. They like doing it, you know, and stuff.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, that they're it's like that since they're not
right.
Really,
if you've got the money, what's the problem? But at the same time, if you can monetize it, why not?
Well, if you want to compete and like go big and compete with New York, it's like, all right, let me give that a shot. You know, so I don't know.
Or do something alternative to New York and get your own audience and build your own audience.
According to celebrity net worth, Billy's worth $60 million, but we've seen quite a few cases where celebrity net worth wasn't accurate. So I don't know exactly.
Bro, celebrity net worth has me worth $13 million.
There you go.
Okay, so bro, that's all bullshit. They don't know.
That should be your next line. The next time that you meet a pretty girl, go, hi, I'm Disco. check out my net worth on celebrity.
Show her the link. You know, like, hey, look,
right.
Who would do something like that?
Just saying.
Hey, Kate, let me buy you a drink. Oh, I forgot my credit card. Can you pay for it?
Yeah.
Next is from Anthony Hunt. The subject is Statlander future. K100 crew, greetings. Love all you do, especially Disco and Conan. Thanks for all you did for WCW. I mean, we could debate what Conan did for WCW. I don't think it was that much, to be honest with you. My question is, where does AEW go with the Statlander cargo angle? I like the result, but it seems like squash cargo's momentum. Which star should get the push, cargo or Statlander? In closing, have you guys ever been to Wahlburgers in Vegas? Wahlburgers.
No, Wahlberg, I've not been Mark anymore. Wahlberg's burger joint.
No, I've not been there. I'm not going there either. Well, first of all, we talked about it like letting.
Yeah, when I think of Mark Wahlberg, I don't think of good hamburgers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So we've been pretty adamant that they just wasted the entire Jade Cargill 60-0 just to have her, you know, a random open challenge, and like 2 minutes later she wasn't the champion anymore. It's like you could have done an angle and built it up and like made it mean more.
Well, maybe it was a situation where with very short notice she was like, listen, I need time off for this or that, and they had to capitalize on it or attempt to, you know.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I just know that she's
off. But what if that isn't the case?
If they had time to plan and they knew she was taken off, then yeah, they obviously could have done something way better. And I don't know. I don't know much about Statlander.
If she had to take time off, well, they just keep the title on her.
What do you say about Statlander?
I don't know much about her. I've only seen her a little bit. Who's the other girl?
So let me tell you.
Why didn't they put Hayter in that spot? Hayter, they've pushed. Statlander kind of came out of nowhere.
Well, Hayter's already the champion for the other. I don't know. This their whole women's. The women's stuff is a mess.
I'm confused. Because
they only have one faction of women on one show and. Are on, you know, faction woman and another faction woman facing, say they don't interact with each other. It's weird. I don't get it. So I don't know.
So then which belt?
Yeah, very odd booking. Statlander, just so you know, like 2 years before she joined AEW, I was contacting her to bring her to AAA because she was very acrobatic and high flying. And I also saw her in some hardcore matches and she was really tough and she can wrestle. She has a good look. But I was surprised that they would bring her in because it didn't get a huge pop like I thought it would and beat Cargill, and you just killed Cargill for no reason. You could have done it. I think you could have done it another way, but maybe they wanted to hot shot it and do the surprise. Maybe Cargill has attitude problems. Maybe, as Joe said, she was hurt and she needed time off. And, you know, we'll find out in the future, probably.
Next,
I think there's actually a question about Hayter later, but yeah, Tony Storm's the women's champ, not Hayter. So I don't know.
Hayter is a TBS champ, and Storm
Statlander's the TBS champ.
I don't know.
Right.
It shows you when you have too many belts, it's just a mess.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty. Daddy.
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl.
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey, popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung, and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling, all right? So make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off at the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths, that's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all those guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Yeah. Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes a titanium-coated T-blazer, tough on hair but smooth on your face. leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art in a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And Nexikit is the liquid goods that make you feel good, starting with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Next is from Anthony Hunt. Another one from Anthony Hunt. He's going to be suspended.
He knows.
Subject is off-rank question. K100 crew, I apologize. There's two emails within a week. Before I forget, hi, hope all is well with you. My question is, have you heard Skip and Shannon are ending their partnership? It's a two-part question. What's your reaction? Disco, have you and Conan ever come close to ending your partnership? When Skip said Shannon was jealous and not as good as Brady, he took it over the line. Thanks. Have a great day. Sincerely, and that's for Anthony Hunt. Shannon's going is going. The reason that their partnership is breaking up is Shannon went for more money. He's getting paid a fortune from.
But did you see this thing between them?
Yeah, I did. But that's not why the relationship's ending. The relationship's ending because Shannon's taking a better deal.
I know he's taking a better deal, but I think he wanted out after that. He did not look happy.
Did he
at
really?
All.
Yeah, but they argue all the time though.
Yeah, but like
and
that.
They argue all the time.
No, because he was comparing Shannon to Brady, you know, and he lost it. Wait one minute.
Which is ridiculous if you think about it. Shannon, you know, Tom Brady's a far bigger brand than Shannon Sharpe. So I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Joe.
Where it was. Tony beat Joe here for the belt because she was hurt. That's what. Yeah. Go ahead.
Joe, can you that Shannon Sharpe argument with Skip Bayless? Mm-hmm. Find that and send it to me so we can put it on the cold open.
Okay. All right. Next is from.
That was a good argument, too.
Next is from Robbie C. The subject is Eddie Bravo spreading misinformation or dropping knowledge? Oh, ooh. God.
Oh, is that the guy with Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a flat earther, by the way. Okay. Hey, fellas, quick question for Conan. I saw a clip of Eddie Bravo, Joe Rogan's podcast, talking about how Mitsuyo Maeda was the one who first introduced wearing a mask during fights in Mexico. I was wondering if this is a story you're familiar with or not, and if it is accurate. I attach a link to a clip, and it's under 1 minute. You want to listen to this?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Did 10th Planet Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu master Eddie Bravo just reveal who the first ever masked luchador was?
Hey, oh my God. Maeda, apparently Maeda would go all over the world, and he would challenge people in circuses. That's where you fought. He was having MMA fights all over the world. He was famous. And this was Jean-Jacques told me. He told me someone like, I think Kano was his master. And apparently something like they didn't want him to take these fights in these circuses and stuff anymore. So he took a fight in Mexico and he wore a mask so he wouldn't get busted. And he was the one who started the mask wearing in pro wrestling. Maeda started it.
Was Damn. It what they call it?
That's what Jean-Jacques told
me.
Is this true or not? Let us know what you think in the comments below.
It's on you, Conan.
Yeah, that's not true. The first mask wrestler was an American guy. Because the first, maybe Cyclone McKee, I want to say. Can you check that, Joe?
Yeah, Cyclone McKee was an American wrestler who worked in Mexico in 1933.
Told you. Because the first wrestlers in Mexico were all American. And then they showed the Mexicans how to wrestle. And then the Mexicans did their own style, which was Lucha Libre. Cyclone but all the first wrestlers...
What a great name.
Yeah. Yeah. I was right.
So that's misinformation. Yeah, that Eddie Bravo.
Yeah. Misinformation from Eddie Bravo. Eddie, you're suspended from the show if you ever wanted to come on, anyways.
Next is from Blue 201419 and subject is Hulk versus Shane. Hello, K100 crew. Recently on Ariel Helwani, Hogan said Shane called him up and said to Hulk, "You got one more in you, old man." My question is, would you like to see Hulk wrestle or take a bump one last time? If you have not heard this comment, clip his timestamp to 10:24. I'm not even going to bother with this. Hogan does not have one more in him. He can't even barely walk. He's too old.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. There's something to be said for guys getting pumped up under the lights. But yeah, if you watch like video of Hogan at his bar just walking in and stuff, he's not moving very well. So I'm with Disco. I don't see how it's possible.
Yeah, it's not.
But then again, Vince got in there a couple years ago.
Next is from Mark, and the subject is Warhorse and Bring Back KG. Oh, God. Salutations to Superior One, the great KO double G, and to the modern-day podfather, JoJo the Philly Entrepreneur. Compliments for Disco. With all the programming continually added on to Russo's Patreon, Disco is still the only reason to shell out $5 for the service each month.
Wow.
Disco continually gives out free workout and nutrition advice weekly on the podcast without needing a free plane ticket to Japan for a New Japan show. Also continues to be the best thing going today in the world of podcasting. Conan, what do you think about this email so far?
All right.
Question. What is more heat? JoJo with a dozen shirts and pro wrestling tees or Conan's boy Warhorse having over 36? P.S. With the recent resurgence of KG in the podcast world, with his recent appearance on the Cold Open and the recent appearance on the Creative Control Network, is it time to have the OG Podfather KG return to the K100 ecosystem? Thanks, and that's from Adam Finch. Conan, would you be willing to have KG as a guest on this podcast.
No, for what?
Why not?
Because he's a bitch made. He's going to deny everything. And so why even rehash anything with him?
I think he just wanted to be like the third star. He thought he was the third star on the show. So when his job really was to edit and do this and do that, like behind the scenes work, he didn't think, I'm just speculating. I think he thought he was like above that. You know?
He look big, hot air balloon head, aardvark man himself.
Those are mean spirited comments, by the way,
but very true.
I don't think
he was just a huge snowflake, bro. You know,
it's funny that he actually like.
And by the way, whatever this guy's name is, Warhorse is not my boy. I've never even met him.
Who would have thought that a guy that dresses like a juggalo, like every day, would actually like be like cast out of the Juggalos?
No, but he got thrown out of the Juggalos. My favorite is when he's acting like a mark at Lucha Underground. Remember that? He gave him a lot of shit.
Lucha.
Yeah. Oh, when you're invited, you have to. You don't got to mark out like that, dude.
Yeah. All right. Next is from Philly's Bob. And subject is non-responsive crowds. Greetings, K100 crew. I was wondering how you guys would deal with non-responsive crowds during your time at WCW. Also, were there any cities that consistently had crowds like this? Were there any guys who got nervous or angry that couldn't deal with it? Thanks. During WCW, maybe like 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 crowds were just lame. Like non-responsive, they were just dead. Like we always didn't like, because if you had a dead crowd, it's like you would just try to like, if you're the heel, you try to yell at the fans and try to get them, like, you know, or what I would do if the crowd was dead and you were working hard out there, is take them in the corner and like do some chops, because like the loud smacking of chops kind of wake up the crowd a little bit sometimes. But sometimes
and another trick is just to fight outside the ring. People get hyped when they see that.
Right. Yeah, get near the crowd and stuff.
Right, or go into the crowd.
Next,
there wasn't any typically, you know,
no, I couldn't
wider tell you. Cities, because Pittsburgh always has a bad rep for WWE.
I couldn't tell you. There's never a crowd that like consistently was dead that I could sit there and point out like, we used to go there all the time. The crowds never. Des Moines was hot usually.
Yeah, Des Moines was hot.
Everywhere was hot. So.
Yeah.
Next is from Ralph. The subject is crowd sign Conan for your Susie. Joe, make sure to put this one up first to start the mailbag off hot. Okay, Ralph. And you're going to get suspended just for making that statement, okay? So let's suspend Ralph for a week, Joe, for this.
And allegedly, if you want me to put your mailbag question up front, you know, there's a Venmo address on Twitter. You know, you can always.
Right.
Not that I'm capable of being corrupted or anything. Sorry.
Greetings, gents. For a while, Conan was stating that he would make his long-awaited and highly anticipated debut on his Susie Hello. If the K1 YouTube channel hit 50,000 subscribers as a show of respect for his good friend Husey, then all of a sudden...
Okay, first of all, he's not my good friend, okay?
Let me finish this. Then all of a sudden, or perhaps too much of that, Iranian, the goalpost changed to 55,000. Joe can go back and prove this. Not a big deal, as Husey's done a tremendous job, considering he's always drunk. Conclusion, K-Dog fears Husey. Anyways, the appearance will be legendary and hopefully over 5 minutes. Also, put some respect on Sir Adam Hughes' name. It's Hughesy, not Hugely. Just a suggestion. Nothing? P.S.
No, nothing.
P.S. During the Lucha Libre minute, we don't give a rat's ass about the two jobbers talking video games whilst waiting for the stars of the show to appear. By stars, I meant Conan and his dogs. Again, nothing?
Again, nothing.
All right.
Was it originally, 50 or 55?
I think it was 50, and then you moved it up a little bit.
I don't know why we moved it just a little bit. I should have done it a lot. I don't fear nothing about
Hughesy. 60? Let's make it 60.
Oh, that's harsh.
We should.
You did, Ralph?
Yeah.
Let's make it 60. So there you go, for Sir Adams Hughes. That's the respect we're going to put on his name.
Yeah.
My appearance will not be under 5 minutes or more if he starts off with a lame ass question or joke.
By the way, I'm not that sure about the sir part either. As far as I know, Husey's never been knighted.
All right, let me make a statement here.
Yeah.
So Ralph, who are you suspended now for? It's gonna be 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. So you
don't forget that, Joe.
Trying to put over Husey, okay, and trying to champion Husey, you've got suspended for the mailbag for 2 weeks, and we've now raised the amount of people that needed the subscribers for Conan to appear on the show. So congratulations. So anybody that wants to put over Hughie, you're risking, this is what you're risking. Okay. So I just want to make that point.
All right.
Next is from, oh, here we go. You like this one too. This is from Kong Shower.
Oh, nice. Welcome back.
And his email is clean the monkey. Okay. Subject is Mexico Mega Show. Long time no speak. I was boycotting the show while Billy Body was on because he's a piece of shit. Glad you dropped his wimpy ass.
No,
Conan, you were asked recently about WWE doing a show in Mexico with either your help or an association with AAA, and you seemed a little stumped for the headlining match. Bro, I got it for you. Roman Reigns versus Rey Mysterio. The greatest heel in the business versus Rey Mysterio, who still, and I don't know how, can work excellent matches with anyone and is over as he ever was. Roman versus Rey in Mexico, Bloodline versus LWO, whatever is going on with the Bloodline right now. What do you think, Conan, or do you think there's a better option? What do you think?
Well, first of all, let me just say, remember, Joe, when Billy used to say, oh, you don't read the positive letters about me, which we did, but they were very little. Mm-hmm. And people still burying this guy. Bro, somebody sent me this thing and he said that he was on some podcast for 4 hours talking shit. I just told him I'm not going to listen to even 2 minutes. So he sent me some screenshots. Bro, this guy's plainly delusional, you know, and he's fellatio on himself. He thinks he's the biggest thing. What a fucking joke. I'm glad we did drop him. But anyways, that would be a very good match.
He's gonna hit me up in my DMs now because you said that, like all we do is talk about him. And right. I said, dude, I go, you get 2 sentences out of 7 hours of right. every because we're responding to somebody like you. It's like we're not like talking about you all the time. You
know? How about the one where he threatened to put our phone numbers out? What happened, Joe? Remember that?
Oh, something like that. I don't know who that was. That was addressed to like all of us, maybe.
I don't know if he actually did that.
No, he didn't.
No. He was mad that if we didn't do something, he was going to publish our phone numbers. I was like, I'll just change my phone number. What's a big fucking deal?
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you think about Rey Mysterio versus Roman?
That's a great idea. And I like the Bloodline versus LWO would be a good idea too. And, and the reason Ray's in such great shape because he's like all the high caliber athletes like LeBron James, they invest money into their body. You know, he's getting stem cells and the crypto chamber and
that stem cell stuff is unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah. The stem cell is like the rejuvenation stuff.
Right.
Cause you know, it's 2023 and I remember around 2011, 12, 13, Ray was in WWE. He was teaming with Sin Cara and, you know, people were saying that he was done. Oh, he's probably going to lose to Sin Cara and then pass the torch. People were saying Ray was done 10 years ago, you know, and he came back better than ever. And he really, I mean, his matches are incredible right now. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. Next is from Giant for Root and the subject is Trouble. You guys keep calling me Giant Fruit. It's Giant Far Out. How'd you miss this one, Discord? Bro.
You know what? He's calling him Giant Fruit. Call him Giant Fruit.
How am I going to pronounce Farout? That looks like Farout. All right. Okay. So you're suspended for disrespecting me for pronouncing your name. Anyway, guys, the clip from the classic Jay Lethal Ric Flair battle from TNA Impact has been going viral again all over social media lately. It's hilarious, but I've heard that Ric Flair during his Impact run was a bit of a problem to work with backstage. I mean, once on the live TV, he literally offered to eat Dixie Carter's asshole. What?
Do you remember that, Joe? I don't remember that, but I wouldn't doubt
it. My question for Disco and Conan is, if you guys were around during these days, do you have any stories about having to do with Flair and Impact? I wasn't with Flair and Impact, so I have no clue.
You guys are both gone.
We were with him in WCW, and he was a big menace there, bro. Many a times I walked into a bar, and he was fucking dancing on top of the bar with his pants down, you know? You remember that?
Yes.
He had a big controversy in England with TNA, I think, where he was trying to get a draw, and they kept telling him, well, we don't do that. You know, we don't pay you like that. And he was out of money, and he had bar.
He was drinking too much back then.
Yeah, and they it was such a scene that they actually left him behind. Like, I think it was in Ireland, actually, but he joined back up later, but the bus left him. Yeah.
Next is from Oslo Garrison, also Garrison, also a OLSO Garrison. Subject is excuses. I listened to Matt Hardy's podcast a few days ago. He addressed Jeff Hardy's botching on the All-In pre-show. According to Matt, Jeff was botching on purpose for the sake of the match. Now, I know that Matt is your friend. I know that Matt is just covering it for his brother, but this is fucking bullshit.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Jeff and Matt have every right to make money that's been offered to them, but the harsh reality is they need to retire right now before they get hurt even more and make themselves look even worse. K100 team, what do you think about Matt making excuses for Jeff's botching? Well, it's his brother. Bro, I never, like, whenever family sticks up for family, I'd never criticize that. Sure. Like, remember when Nick Hogan got in the wreck where he killed, wasn't it like vehicular homicide or something?
No, he
what was it?
The kid that was in the car with him wound up paralyzed and brain dead.
Okay. And I'm like,
but he's alive.
Hulk was sticking up for his kid and getting a lot of heat over it. And I'm like, what type of father wouldn't stick up for his kid? Like, that's kind of like when your family publicly turns on you, I think that's like one of the shittiest things that you could do as a person. You know, like the closest people in your life are going to go public with turning on you instead of like keeping it for you. So I just couldn't imagine that. So like when Matt's defending Jeff, like how would you criticize this? He's defending his brothers. Of course, I would love to have a brother that defended me. You know, so go ahead. You got any comments on this?
No, I agree with what you said.
Well, at the same time, though, I think it's a matter of, and I don't know, but from a fan's perspective, that does not look like Jeff did that purposely for the match. You know,
well,
of course not. Who's so going to do that?
Fans will be like, well, now Matt's insulting our intelligence by saying that.
Well, you know? So Matt's going to defend his family. I would hold more weight on worrying about whether Mark's intelligence their intelligence is defended or as opposed to sticking up for your brother.
Sure.
You know,
because Conan, do you think they still have, they still have some gas in the tank, right? Cause you still use them.
Of course. They're very, 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 very popular, bro. Just because you can't wrestle anymore doesn't mean you're not popular and people won't pay to see you. It's like I've said before, how many concerts have you gone and the guy's voice isn't the same, but it's the guy and it's in the nostalgia and it's the experience and it's being with other people that like this person. So, you know, so you see Undertaker match. His last few matches, he couldn't move that well, but he was the Undertaker. You know what I'm saying? Ric Flair was Ric Flair, you know? Then the Jay Lethal match, you wanted to see Ric Flair. So once you make a name for yourself, you know, you can kind of live on it for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Give me
1 second, Disco. Wait.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I had to hire a dog trainer because these motherfuckers are going nuts.
Okay. This is an interesting one. It might get you might get this guy suspended for the tone here.
Right.
Next is from William Molina Jr. and the subject is Agents for Konya matches. Good afternoon, K100. I just listened again to the CM Punk media scrum from last year and I heard K-Dog talking about having high standards for agents on matches that Konya books for AAA. Can you explain what those standards are and why Vampiro did not meet them when he was an agent for Conan. Have a great day with two exclamation points. I'm like calling you out here for maybe like saying first, you have first, high. Go ahead.
First of all, misinformation right off the bat. Read the last line.
Can you explain what those standards are and why Vampiro did not meet them when he was an agent for Conan?
Okay. Because number one, Vampiro has never been an agent for me. So that's misinformation right off the rip.
So it's 1 week right off the bat. Boy Molina, one week so far.
And that's basically about it. High standards. Well, basically, I don't remember saying high standards, but just know what the fuck you're doing. Be on time. Make sure that your finish isn't the same as another match's finish. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Next one's from... Next one's from
Hornet
Gallowagger, and the subject is Punk versus. A report has come out that says CM Punk's initial storyline, which starts with AEW again, or CM Punk versus Samoa Joe, CM Punk versus Jay White, and eventually CM Punk versus Chris Jericho. What I'm ready to ask you guys is CM Punk is top babyface running through all the heels again really that good of an idea? I mean, they did that during Punk's 2021-2022 run with AEW, and let's be real. Ratings were never that great. Is everyone losing CM Punk really the greatest way to use him at a time when the marks, myself included, of course, know that CM Punk is more or less getting his own way backstage despite all the drama he's caused? Personally, CM Punk should be coming back as a heel, but then again, I don't know a thing about booking. I am completely not interested in anything that CM Punk does beyond the angle with the Elite guys and picking the realism up from that and making a storyline out of it and stuff. Like, all this other shit is just like seriously, what is interesting there? Like these three angles, CM Punk versus Joe, CM Punk versus Jay White, and CM Punk versus Jericho. Is any of that interesting? Like, wow. Any of it?
Maybe for their hardcore fan base, but, you know, you're not their hardcore fan base. I would be interested in seeing him against Samoa Joe. I would be interested in seeing him with Jay White, not as much as Samoa Joe. And I would be interested to see him Jericho. But
why would
I'm not
you be interested
in
seeing him against Jay White?
Because I know it'll be a good match, and I like good matches.
That's it?
I like good angles.
I don't like good matches.
Right. I like both. So, but here's the thing. I'm not a fan at all of him coming back as a babyface because, first of all, he got a lot of boos, and he's a way, 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 way better heel. You know, I'd rather have him come back as a heel. Then I would be interested.
What about if what they're setting up is he comes back as a babyface, but he's kind of disingenuous, you know, and it's just leading to that heel turn?
Well, that's not a bad idea either.
Maybe build it
up.
I like him as a heel.
I do not like him.
Let's be honest.
He'll kill it as a heel.
Let's be very honest. Okay.
We're always honest.
No, nobody is interested in anything Punk is doing on that show. But what people are more interested in watching is Punk's first media scrum. Let's take a phrase. Are you more interested in Punk's next media scrum or Punk's next angle on TV?
I just don't think he's going to make the same mistake and do that shit again because he got so much heat.
He signed an NDA about that whole situation, so you're never going to hear about it. So what's the interest in the media scrum?
Well, his next media scrum, it's more controversy.
Yeah.
My thing. It's like, bro, Punk is like, you know, that show is stale right now. And it's like they could have really invigorated that show by bringing Punk back and this reinvigorating all. Bro, it's been stale since Punk's media scrum.
Right.
Since he left. And it's
because they never talked about it the way he punked Paige. Yeah. Paige never got his comeback. Nothing.
And if you think about it too, when Punk first won the title, it probably would have spun off a whole year of angles and matches and all. But he got hurt the first night he had the belt. Remember, he broke his ankle or whatever.
Dude, so they were literally
started the staleness, I think, even before he came back.
They were literally like a year ago, maybe a little more than a year. But they did like 1.2 million viewers on one of the shows on a week when Raw did like 1.5. Okay, to the point that Jericho, like publicly on stated that it's not going to be long before we're beating the WWE in ratings. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, they have literally nothing right now to put a dent back into the WWE and everything except this storyline. like picking it up, the realism and stuff like figuring, like they could literally garner a lot of interest, but they're not even going to do that. And it's like, well, what, like, why am I interested? It's like, I watch this show because people like to hear a review. There's literally no reason to watch a show right now. There's nothing going on. Like, my God, it's like, look, Conan, like if you missed AEW this week, what are we missing? There's not a, like a long, there's not a bloodline type angle. There's not like a long, like a long running angle going on right now that I'm really, since a couple of performers that we like are maybe doing some good things and like we're interested in them, but it's like for storyline wise, there's nothing to watch on this show. It's not very interesting. I mean, would you agree with that? Or like, or am I wrong?
Yeah, there's no interesting storylines or angles right now that I'm really interested in. But maybe that's because they just they blew up a lot of stuff up at the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
As far as hot angles, though, D.I., you're not interested in the big one that just started? Bryan Danielson and Okada?
God, no.
It's not for you, huh?
So I saw that was that the thing? Because like, I didn't listen to the clip, but the Wrestling Observer Live is like one of their headlines. Let me look at this headline here. By the way, the Wrestling Observer Live is going on Wrestling Observer Radio. Okay, this is one of their headlines for their clips. All right, I'm telling you, hey, Forbidden Door gets a dream match.
Sure.
And new WWE Universal. So what's the dream match?
Bryan Danielson versus Okada. And
that's a dream match.
You know, that's a dream match for a lot of the hardcore fans for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that match has never been seen in the United States. So for
never
these guys
anywhere,
and for their hardcores, which they over cater to. And that, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you need to get in more people, not just the people you have. That's a dream match for them in the United States.
And Omega versus Osprey is the other big one.